thanks for listening. I'm Chris Wigenti, and this is Who Gets It Naturally. Music was composed and performed by V. Carritis. I'm not selling anything, diagnosing anything, offering any cures, or replacing your doctor. I'm sharing my passion for natural products and introducing alternatives. If you're pregnant, please consult your doctor before trying anything new. Everyone is different, so you may need to tweak the recipes a bit to work for you. Always start with the least amount of essential oils. You can always add, you can't take away. Remember, these remedies don't last forever. You need to reapply as needed. If you're allergic to any of the ingredients I use, please substitute for something you're not allergic to. Just because it's natural doesn't mean you can't be allergic to it. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the three-part interview with Rich Ferrazzano. I know cannabis can be a controversial subject. Like with everything else, you need to do your research, use critical thinking, and remember that one size does not fit all. As with everything I talk about, not everyone will agree with my opinions, and what works for me or people I know may not work for you. I'm just presenting different options. This episode's topic is laundry. I've got several recipes to share. Let's start with stains. Trying to remove them can be tricky. If it's colored fabric, bleach can fade some of the color. If it's a delicate material, bleach can actually destroy the material. Some stains are just stubborn and won't go away. I found something that works on pretty much everything. It's really easy. I call it pinch hitter. You'll need a bottle with a sprayer cap. I like amber Boston rounds, and I prefer glass over plastic. For this recipe, I use a 4-ounce bottle. If you have a large family, you may want to use a bigger bottle. You'll need about 3.5 ounces of white vinegar, 25 drops of lemon essential oil, and about 1/4 teaspoon of vodka. Mix the vodka and the lemon essential oil in the bottle first. Then add the white vinegar. Tighten the sprayer cap, then shake. Why these ingredients? The vodka is the binder. That's it. That's all it does is bind the oil to the vinegar. Alcohol mixes with both vinegar and oil. Vodka has no flavor or odor, so it won't interfere with the other scents or properties. Lemon essential oil is a great stain remover. It'll even get out dried blood. If you're not fond of lemon, you can use wild orange, grapefruit, and even lime essential oils. I have not tried it, but eucalyptus essential oil is supposed to be great at removing stains also. Some articles I've read state that you can use the essential oils by themselves, use a few drops directly on the stain just before loading the washer, mostly if it's a stain that has already set in. I have not tried this. The oils can stain fabrics. Lemon is also a great antimicrobial, antibacterial, and a natural disinfectant. Added bonus, it'll help the laundry smell fresh. White vinegar is nature's stain remover. The acetic acid is great at removing any kind of stains. The vinegar actually acts like a fabric softener, that's the next recipe, and helps loosen up the stain. I spray some on the stain, then either rub the fabric against itself or use a toothbrush. To make more, like for an 8-ounce or a 16-ounce bottle, multiply by 2 or 4. If you want to make a smaller bottle you can keep in your car or purse, divide by 2 or 4. For those who were math impaired, trust me, if I haven't been doing this as long as I have, it'd take me a bit to figure out too. An 8-ounce bottle takes 50 drops of essential oil and about 7.5 ounces of white vinegar. A 16-ounce bottle takes 100 drops of essential oil and about 15.5 ounces of white vinegar. For 2 ounces, use 13 drops of essential oil and about 1.5 ounces of white vinegar. And for 1 ounce, use 7 drops of essential oil to about 3/4 ounce of white vinegar. Adjust the vodka accordingly. You can stick with about 1/4 teaspoon for the smaller bottles and use about 1/2 teaspoon for the larger bottles. Remember, if lemon's not your thing, you can use any citrus, grapefruit, wild orange, mandarin, lime, etc. If you're feeling a little rebellious, try the eucalyptus. Have an issue with white vinegar? Try using liquid Castile soap instead. You won't need the vodka to bind the essential oil to it. Apply the mixture to the stain and gently rub before adding it to the wash. Can I substitute apple cider vinegar for the white vinegar? Not really. Apple cider vinegar is made from distilling apples and is not as acidic as white vinegar. Apple cider vinegar, or ACV, has more of a mild, sweet flavor. White vinegar is made from the fermentation of grain alcohol and has an intense sour taste. It's great for pickling. In a pinch, and if you're okay with the taste, you can use it on a salad. White vinegar is great for all sorts of cleaning jobs, and ACV is best used in the kitchen. It also has some great attributes like aiding in weight loss, digestive issues, curing hiccups, and much more. Sounds like I may have given myself another episode topic. Not into using essential oils directly on your clothes? Use just the white vinegar. It really is nature's stain remover. The essential oils just add a little kick. For some extra whitening, I wouldn't try this combo on colored clothes, you can mix the vinegar with some baking soda. Start with about a quarter cup of white vinegar with 2 tablespoons of baking soda. It will fizz. Use a small brush, like a toothbrush or an eyebrow brush, to work it into the stain. Then add to the washer. You can adjust the amounts to what works for you. Just keep in mind that vinegar is an acid and baking soda is a base. Equal amounts will cancel each other out. Don't know if that's good or bad. That totally delves into chemistry, which really isn't my forte. From what I've read, if I'm understanding it correctly, I think that if you keep one higher than the other, it will accomplish something different. For instance, baking soda is a natural whitener. If your main goal is to whiten your towels, use more baking soda. Do your research. There are many variations. Search, is white vinegar good to remove stains? And you'll get a whole bunch of ideas. Once you've treated the stains, you need to add the detergent. Powder versus liquid. That may not be a personal choice. It may depend on where you live. The harder the water, the less you want to use powder. You can end up with powder residue on your clothes. Back to the science. Powdered detergent is made with ingredients that don't play nice with hard water. What do I mean by hard water? Depending on where you live and where the water comes from, it can pick up minerals in the earth surrounding the source. For instance, the Tampa Bay area has a lot of lime in the water. This leaves lots of water spots on your dishes and can leave powdered laundry residue on your clothes, and they end up looking like you tie-dyed them with something white. Powdered laundry detergent uses things like citric acid and boric acid to do the heavy cleaning. Acids clash with hard water elements and leave the residue. For those who don't have hard water or have a water softening system, which is really nice, here's a powder version of homemade laundry detergent. You'll need something to mold the tablets, like a tablespoon measuring spoon, silicone ice cube trays. I usually just line a cookie sheet with parchment paper, spread out the mixture, let it dry, and then use a measuring scoop. A container to hold the tabs, or granules, any type of airtight storage jar or jug. I like glass. 2 cups of sodium carbonate, or washing soda. 2 cups of borax, or boric acid. 1.5 cups of liquid Castile soap. 16 drops each of lemon, lavender, and rosemary essential oils, and 12 drops of peppermint essential oil. In a large glass bowl, mix the sodium carbonate and borax together, crushing any lumps that may have formed. Mix in the liquid Castile soap. This will get warm and start to harden a little. Keep mixing. Add the essential oils. If you're using a measuring spoon or scoop, line a cookie sheet with parchment paper to set them on to dry. Once you have the spoon filled and packed, turn it upside down over the parchment paper and lightly tap the spoon on the cookie sheet to get it to pop off. If it's not packed enough, or if you tap too hard, it could break as it falls out. This is where I get frustrated and just spread it all out all over the cookie sheet, then break it all up after it dries. If you're using ice cube trays, measure out a tablespoon of the mixture into each compartment. This way you know each tab is equal to 1 tablespoon. If you're like me and don't have the patience for that, spread the mixture onto the cookie sheet lined with parchment paper or wax paper. This will make putting the dried mixture into a container much easier. You can get measuring scoops that are a tablespoon with either a short handle or a long handle, whatever your preference. However you do it, let it dry about 24 hours. Store in an airtight container in a cool, dry spot. Let's look at the ingredients. Sodium carbonate, or washing soda, also known as soda ash, is different than sodium bicarbonate, or baking soda. Where baking soda minimizes acids, washing soda softens hard water so the other ingredients can do their jobs. Borax is alkaline, which means it helps cut grease, absorbs dirt, and helps brighten your laundry. It also inhibits the growth of fungi, mold, and bacteria. Castile soap is nature's cleaner. It gently removes dirt while softening your clothes. And if there is any residue, it reduces the risk of irritation on your skin. Why these four essential oils and what can be used as substitutions? Lemon is a great cleansing agent. It helps remove stains and leaves an invigorating scent. And there's the added bonus of its antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, antimicrobial, and antiseptic properties, along with an added dash of insect repellent. It can be substituted with other citruses. Bergamot and grapefruit work well with laundry. Lavender will leave a calming scent on your clothes. Besides being an antidepressant, it also has antimicrobial properties to help clean your clothes. Oh yeah, and it helps ward off moths. If you're not fond of lavender, you can substitute with chamomile, geranium, lemongrass, or rose. Rosemary has antifungal properties and is great for skin and hair. Not a fan of rosemary? Try tea tree, eucalyptus, or oregano. Besides boosting energy, peppermint is antiviral, antibacterial, and leaves a crisp, fresh scent. Not into peppermint? Try spearmint or basil instead. Remember, you can also adjust the amount of each oil you use. Just stay within the same number of total drops of essential oil. This recipe uses 60 total drops of essential oils. So you can maybe up the number of drops for three of the oils and reduce the number of the fourth. Eliminate one or two of the oils and use 20 drops of each for three different oils or 30 drops of each for two different oils. For liquid laundry detergent, you'll need distilled water, liquid Castile soap, lemon, lavender, rosemary, and peppermint essential oils. Depending on the size of the bottle you use, depends on the measurements. Use 3/4 of liquid Castile soap to 1/4 water. For instance, if you use a 32-ounce container, you'll need 24 ounces of liquid Castile soap and 8 ounces of distilled water. For a 16-ounce container, you'll need 12 ounces of liquid Castile soap and 4 ounces of distilled water. So, how do you figure out how much essential oils to use? For every 16 ounces, use 60 to 80 drops of essential oil. So, to stay with the essential oils used in the powder recipe, 16 drops each of lemon, lavender, and rosemary essential oils, and 12 drops of peppermint essential oil is a total of 60 drops of essential oils. If you're using a 32-ounce container, double them up, 32 drops each of lemon, lavender, and rosemary, and 24 drops of peppermint. To mix, start with the essential oils first, then add the liquid Castile soap. The Castile soap mixes with the oil, so no vodka is needed. Cover the bottle and shake. Then add the distilled water, cover and shake again. Like the powder, store in an airtight container in a cool, dry spot. Like with other laundry detergents, use about 1/4 cup of liquid detergent per normal load. Adjust for smaller and larger loads and for more soiled loads. To add a boost to liquid laundry detergent, add about 1/4 cup of sodium carbonate, or washing soda. For the powder, 3 tablespoons is about 1/4 cup. So for a normal load of laundry, use about 3 tabs or 3 scoops of powder detergent. Again, adjust for smaller and larger loads and for more soiled loads. Don't forget, you can also add some washing soda to soften the water and add a little kick to the powder detergent. In the past, I have mentioned that I do cheat with my laundry detergent. I do buy a brand called 9 Elements. According to the label, there's 0% added dyes, brighteners, or artificial preservatives. Ingredients include citric acid, vinegar, water, and fragrances. Fragrance is used for anything that has a scent, including essential oils. The one I usually buy is the citrus scent. Grapefruit is usually the first thing that jumps out at me when I open the bottle. Next is fabric softener. I haven't named this. I used a 16-ounce amber Boston round with a solid cap, 15.5 ounces of white vinegar, 10 drops each of bergamot, lavender, and petite grain essential oils, 1/4 teaspoon of vodka. Add the vodka and the essential oils to the bottle first and swish it around to mix. Then add the vinegar. Tighten the cap and shake. You can use a smaller bottle and divide by whatever. For instance, if you use an 8-ounce bottle, divide by 2. This also needs to be stored in an airtight container in a cool, dark space. I use one of those balls to add the fabric softener to the wash. If your machine has a dispenser, you can just pour it in there. Why vinegar? As I said before, it softens material. It also reduces static cling and helps remove soap residue and mineral deposits. Seriously? Won't my laundry end up smelling like vinegar? No. It'll smell like the essential oils you use. Speaking of, you don't have to stick with bergamot, lavender, and petite grain. I have used just lavender, petite grain, only lavender. It depends on what you like. These three oils offer calming effects. Want to smell your clothes and get a burst of energy? Use lemon, peppermint, and/or eucalyptus instead of bergamot, lavender, and petite grain. You can mix and match pretty much any combination. Just keep it to around 30 drops of total essential oils for a 16-ounce bottle. The vinegar does the heavy lifting. The essential oils are just icing on the cake and to give your clothes a nice scent. Use what works for you. I would not use cinnamon. It can stain your clothes. There's lots of other recipes you can try. Search do-it-yourself fabric softener for lots of choices. I like the vinegar because it does help remove any lingering residue and naturally softens your clothes. Okay, so now that your clothes are clean and fresh and wet, how do you dry them? I can't use dryer sheets. My whole body itches. I started using dryer balls. I love them. The vinegar in the fabric softener helps reduce static cling, and the dryer balls also help. They bounce around in the dryer, moving your clothes around more, which aids in reducing the static cling. I have not tried adding essential oils to the balls. They are plastic-based, and I'm not sure if I want to go that route. Since I am allergic to wool, I've never used the wool dryer balls made to add essential oils. I do know a few people who have tried them, and they seem to like them. The plus with those is that you can add whatever essential oil you want. Again, depends on what you like and what you want to accomplish. To add a crisp, fresh scent, add a mint or two, like peppermint, spearmint, basil, or rosemary. For a calming scent, use lavender, petite grain, chamomile, geranium, rose, or lemongrass. These are just suggestions. Find what works best for you. If you search, why are essential oils good to use in laundry, you'll get a load of sites that offer different ideas. I even saw a few that offered ways of making your own wool dryer balls. Sorry I didn't read them. Remember, these are basically starting points for you to find what you like and what works best for you. There's lots of options available. As always, if you have any questions or suggestions, please feel free to email me at vobygypsy@usa.com. You can follow me on X and Instagram at vobygypsy or LinkedIn. Search either Chris Wagenti, Who Gets It Naturally, or Voiceovers by Gypsy. Please download this episode and make Who Gets It Naturally a favorite on your preferred channel so you don't miss an episode. If you're enjoying this podcast and would like to show some support, you can buy me a coffee or get a membership at www.buymeacoffee.com/VOByGypsy4. You don't need to register or enter any personal information to donate. Thanks for your support and for listening. The next episode will be published on Wednesday, May 1st.